This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to another edition of Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and each Tuesday we explore the impact of the creative industries on the quality of our lives and our economy. Coronavirus has impacted both, and for those who work in the arts, work has virtually dried up. And existing in a gig economy with no gig, as you might imagine, it's nearly impossible. But perhaps a new concept, an outlet, will serve as a bridge to whenever we get to the other side and live in whatever the new normal will look like. My co-host for Creative Impact is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, Deb Pollock. Let's talk silver linings. How much are you enjoying the fact you don't actually have to look at me every Tuesday morning?
David, you know I miss that lovely face of yours.
Wow, you know, sarcasm so early.
I try. So I don't know about you. Are you settling into any kind of current routine, or is everything really intense still?
Well, you know, I am pretty much cut off from my family. I haven't seen my kids or my grandkids in over a month, so I work and I nap.
Yeah, that's kind of it too. You know, we're still pretty intense here in the creative sector, constantly trying to stay up with our networks and get all the information we can. And projecting forward, there's still a lot of anxiety and the forecasts aren't great. But you know, when something happens that's good, people are really so grateful.
So I can use a good story. Give me an example.
Well, you know, thanks to a significant gift from the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation and about 40 kind people, the Arts Alliance was just able to make 32 grants to artists and organizations through the Creative Washtenaw Aid campaign, totaling about $25,000.
Now, that doesn't sound like a lot of money for as many creatives as we have in the community, but it is making a difference, huh?
Yeah, you know, they're not huge gifts, but when an artist responds by saying, thank you so much, this is putting food on my table for my family, or an arts owner, business owner says, I can pay my rent this month and I can sleep better, you know, it really makes a difference.
So how is the campaign going beyond this initial allocation?
Well, your point, you know, applications for aid come in every day and the stories are still devastating and we still need lots more in donations to make the campaign meet the need. So, you know, if anybody out there can give $5, $10, $20, $50, we can certainly use it.
Well, you are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. Our conversation with the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, Deb Pollock, continues. So we're looking for ways to make a difference in the present and in the short-term future and potentially in the longer-term future. What is going on?
Yeah, so what we're hearing locally and what's being substantiated by national surveys is that replacing lost revenues and earnings is critical to the survival of artists and businesses. So listen to a little bit of these statistics. Two-thirds of artists have become unemployed, and the average expected annual income for these artists has dropped from $40,000 a year to just $16,000. And most of them have used, more than half of them have used all of their savings, so there's nothing there.
So that's a frightening way. That's a frightening way to get up each morning and understand that the work you do is not going to take you anywhere, at least for a while.
Exactly. So our goal, until things start moving in a way that we can start walking around the cabin again, so to speak, is to put some money into our artists and our organizations' hands. So, you know, necessity facilitates creativity in action. And what's happened here is that it's inspired us to start the Creative Washtenaw Marketplace.
What would that be?
It's an online sales site for artists and creatives and performers and organizations to sell creative products, performances, programs, and services.
All right. So if a person makes a painting, I understand how that works. You put that online and it appears on this aggregate marketplace and a potential purchaser can buy it and it can be shipped. But what about performing arts? What about dance? What about all of these things that are we typically experience in person?
Right, so that's where the creativity comes in, and there's no limits. And frankly, we haven't seen anything else like this, so this is an experiment in real time. And we can't wait to see what kind of fabulous items might be listed. So, you know, so performance. Imagine a dinner party that you're at, and a performer walks in and does a 15 or 30-minute performance. Or a poet writes a song, or not a song, but a poem for you for your birthday that your daughter commissioned for you. Or a service that an artist would do for you that would be hanging or framing an artwork. or a historian does some research on your home for you. These are all kinds of services and programs, or maybe it's a workshop. What could an artist or creative or an organization do that they could in fact sell on this creative Washtenaw marketplace? That's what we're thinking. Be creative, come up with something.
So I'm getting a grasp of the concept, but what about delivery in some of these instances, particularly any kind of performance for a dinner party that you mentioned? If someone sells that, someone buys that, it's going to be a while before that can be delivered, right?
Absolutely. So think of it in the same way as a pre-sold ticket. It's the idea that you buy it now and then you arrange for that delivery later. So there's going to be a lot of trust that's required, but this is a local marketplace. You've got, you know, so it's local artisans, it's local organizations, and it's you, the person who lives down the street or, you know, in the neighborhood. So we're trying something different here. We've not found anything else like it around the country, and it may work or it may fail, but we won't know until we do it.
That's right. You can't know unless you try, right? As you've put forth this conversation and kind of bounced it off people, what has been the response from some of the artists you've spoken with?
Well, so it was, you know, we did, in fact, exactly do that. We sent it out there first to the artists and the creatives to say, so we're thinking about this. This is just this idea. We know money and earning is important. And, you know, some artists do this already. You know, some of them are already doing online stuff. They're already set up to do that. But we're thinking about the folks that aren't doing it and don't have the, you know, the back office kind of ability to do it. So what the Arts Alliance can do is take care of paying taxes and take care of running the website and all that. So they really like that idea. And then the ideas that are popping up about it are kind of cool. So that's the part we can't wait to see. And we wanted to get this concept out first so that artists can start thinking about it. And then we'll open up the vendor site in about a week on our website.
And what's
so that
great
they
is
can start populating it.
Even those who do sell online already and have an individual website, by becoming a part of an aggregate, those who don't know about them might very well find them and expand the marketplace for them. Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we're having a distant learning session with my co-host Deb Pollack today as she explains a new endeavor aimed at supporting our creative community through the pandemic. It's called Creative Washtenaw Marketplace. So how do people find out about the details? How do people become participants?
Yeah, and like I said, this is an ongoing thing. So we're actually in the middle of changing our website over. So right now, the very best way to do that is to actually send us an email at info@a3arts.org. Again, that's info@a3arts.org. And then we'll make sure that you get on the list to get the updated information right away. Again, we want artists and creatives and organizations to think about what they have to sell. And there is information on our website about the marketplace. You can take a look at that, but the vendor site won't be open for about a week. And then we'll be sending those notices out right away. And then people can just watch the website because, again, that'll be all up and ready very quickly. So we're looking forward to it, really looking to thinking that, you know, this could be fun and exciting, and it probably will be something that may last well after the COVID-19 crisis, and so we'll see where it takes us.
So there are so many unknowns, but let's say we get a pretty good level of participation, and then we get an interested community who wants to utilize this as a service. You mentioned it could extend well beyond the end of pandemic and become a part of the manner in which our creatives in this community sell their wares. So what is your highest aspiration for this project?
Well, you know, it's funny because I thought about that this morning. Remember, we've talked for a long time about having a collective, an artist collective mm-hmm. in this community. We've always talked about it as bricks and mortar. Maybe this is the way to go. I don't know. You know, weird times make us do different things, and this might just be it. So I think we're just all, you know, holding on to our seats and seeing where this all takes us.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to follow. And once again, the initial launch is going to be next week?
Yep, Yep, that's our intention. Of course, if everything works out well, you know, we all have plans these days that get disrupted at any time.
That is exactly right. Fortunately, unfortunately, as it may be, we'll have a little extra time to work on it and make sure it gets up there and gets up there right. Deb, thank you. I can't wait to see if this works both immediately through the pandemic and potentially as another and more permanent outlet for our creative community in the future. Thank you for sharing, and we'll conclude all of the links, everything you need to know, on our website at WEMU.org. Deb, I'll talk to you on the phone next week.
All right, David, thank you so much, and you take care, and we'll speak soon.
That is Deb Pollock, the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and our content partner for Creative Impact every Tuesday. Again, you can get all the information you need to know at WEMU.org about the new Creative Washtenaw Marketplace. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.